On behalf of Father Eli and the staff here at Cathedral, I want to wish everyone a blessed and happy Easter. And it's warm out, which is nice. It's actually Easter weather, so praise God for that. When I sat down to write a homily, I always say, Jesus, what do you want me to tell him? Tell him to be joyful. I was like, wow, it usually takes like 3 hours for him to respond. Instant! Tell them to be joyful. So Jesus told me to tell you to be joyful today. To be joyful. And I thought, Jesus, that's quite a thing to say to them. There's a lot of people going through a lot of hard stuff. We've got a lot of sin in our hearts and wounds. And he said, yeah, I know. Tell them to be joyful. Tell them to be joyful anyway. Why? Because I'm alive. That's why. It's really simple. Because he's alive. One of my favorite Easter phrases, it happens just on Easter Sunday and then throughout this octave. There's a prayer in the Mass and it says, overcome with paschal joy. Think about that. Being overcome with paschal joy. The joy of that Jesus has died and risen. What a joy to have. We should be overcome with paschal joy. Why? Because the resurrection is real. And not just the historical event, but like, you remember the passage from when Lazarus died, right, a few weeks ago. And Martha comes out and she's sad. Not joyful, she's sad. And Jesus tells her, Martha, I am the resurrection. Right? Jesus is currently, at this moment, alive. We're not just celebrating an event. We're celebrating a person who's currently alive. What does that mean for our life? I had one of the most beautiful days of my whole life yesterday, and I want to tell you about it. Yesterday, a very close friend of mine said, Father, my dad is hours from death. Can you go visit him at the hospital and anoint him? I said, absolutely. So I go, old man, you know, close to death. He had the death rattle and all that stuff. So I went, I anointed him. I gave him the apostolic pardon, which removes all temporal punishment of sin. And then I did the commendation of the dying, which is, if you've never heard it, it's very beautiful, but it's interesting because you look at the person who's unconscious, you say, go forth, Christian soul. Go to meet the God who created you, the God who died for you. Right? You're kind of saying to this person dying, get out of here. Why? Because Jesus is alive. There's another place to go. And it's your time. Only Christians would say that. Go forth, Christian soul. Go to the one who made you. He's alive. That's the resurrection. And then right after that, I had another friend who's just had a baby and he was in the NICU. So I saw the very end of life and then I saw the very beginning of life. And I went and, you know, asked for healing for this little baby, you know, he's doing fine. Which that person I anointed died this morning, by the way. It's a good day to die, Easter Sunday, join in the heavenly feast. So I saw the end of life, the resurrection of going to the next life. I saw the beginning of life. And I'll baptize that baby in a couple weeks and he'll have the resurrection living here just as you all do. And then on the way home from the hospital, I had to put air in my tires. I don't know why they were low, but they were low. So I stop at this gas station, and this lady comes out, and she says, hey, Father. I said, hi, how's it going? She looked kind of downtrodden. She's like, you know, Easter's my favorite Christian holiday. I said, that's great. Like, it's the biggest one, you know? And she's like, yeah, I grew up Catholic, you know, but my favorite part was when we would hand off the candles I said, "Oh yeah, we're doing that tonight." And she's like, "No way." I said, "Yeah, we still do that. You should come." It's like, "Well, Father, it's been a long time, you know, I haven't been to confession." And so I was like, "Well, I'm a priest." Like, clearly. And she's like, "Oh yeah." She said, and I was shocked by this. She said, "Do you have 5 minutes?" And so I heard her confession right there in the parking lot. And I thought, the resurrection has come to this woman today. That's the resurrection. New life. I don't know if she came last night or today or not, but she received new life yesterday. Jesus is alive, and the resurrection's happening everywhere. All the time. Because he's so good. We don't have to be sad. In fact, we can't be sad. We can't live as Christians without joy. Sadness, everyone, imprisons us within ourselves. And it turns us in on ourselves. It makes us live as if Jesus isn't alive. As if our problems are the center of our life. But not today. Be joyful. We'll always have problems. Interiorly, exteriorly, there's always going to be problems. And that's why we ask for gratitude. We ask for gratitude. Because gratitude, it's a grace, by the way, something to be asked for, but it prevents us from being sad and makes us joyful. It makes us joyful. Prevents us from forgetting that Jesus is alive. Because if we're sad, if we give in to sadness and despair, all we have is the world. And remember, Jesus says, in the world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He's alive. So allow Jesus to give you the freedom to be joyful. Allow him to do that for you today. Call to mind the things the risen Jesus has done for you. The time in your life when the resurrection broke through. And then come now and receive the resurrection, the person of Jesus Christ, in the Holy Eucharist. Blessed Easter to all of you.